a lamp that's just made with a rag and a bottle and kerosene that they just kind of make themselves. A name for that, anything.
A lamp just with rags and bottles.
Mm-hmm. And kerosene. You just stick a rag and some kerosene in a bottle. Okay, toothpaste comes in a
tube.
If somebody had just built a boat and they're going to put it in the water for the first time, you'd say they're going to...
For the first time?
Yeah. Launch it?
Yeah.
You know that word?
Yeah, well, that sounds more like...
A big one?
No, it sounds more like an aircraft.
Okay, how would you use it if you're going to use that word? You'd say they're going to...
Yeah, launch a boat sounds right, but I wouldn't.
But you'd more likely use it with an aircraft.
Right.
That's very interesting. Yeah.
Sounds more like the astronauts are finna launch a craft. Like,
yes, launching. Like a spacecraft or something. Yeah.
Right, sure. You heard more on TV when they get ready to go up in space than you do just everyday talk.
In everyday talk, that's right. That would be the main place you'd probably hear it. Right. Of course, you'd think of it that way. You know, you are just amazing. You just, I know the very kinds of things I'm interested in, if, you know, saying that, that's more likely to be, that you'd use it with an aircraft. That's great. Do you know what you would call a boat? Just a little bitty boat that doesn't have a
rowboat?
Yeah. Somebody wanted you to try a new product or something. They might send you a free
trial.
Okay.
Free sample.
Now, if you saw a little girl and she had on a very becoming looking dress, you'd say, "Oh, that's really a
pretty dress."
And then she'd say, "Well, now that dress may be pretty, but mine is even
prettier."
Mm-hmm. What would you call the things that they wear over your dress to keep in the kitchen, you know, when you're cooking?
Apron.
Now, if you were going to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
Ink pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a...
Pen.
Baby pen. And if you... soup comes in a...
Can.
Okay, and the can's made of...
Tin.
And a dime is worth how many cents?
10 cents.
Okay. What does a man wear to church on Sunday?
A suit.
Okay. What does a suit consist of? It's got
a coat.
Mm-hmm. And
a shirt and a tie.
Okay.
And slacks.
And slacks. Okay. Have you ever seen, like, a long time ago, maybe not too long ago, they used to have sometimes another piece?
A vest.
Yes. Very good. Now, slacks, let's suppose that you were just talking about...
Trousers.
Okay, you'd also use the word trousers. If you were talking about just some... What about work clothes? If
those, khakis.
You call them khakis. Oh, you're good. Now, if you had gained some weight or something, which I could see you never have, but if you ever had, you might say, now, this dress won't fit this year, but last year it...
It fitted.
Sure. Now, if a man had a suit that he had just bought, it would not be an old suit, but a
new suit.
You know, first of all, I'll ask about men, then I'll ask about women. You know, talking about those shorts that men wear that come to their knees.
Bermuda shorts.
Bermudas, okay. Do you know any other names for shorts for men? Any other length that men might wear shorts? Probably the same thing. Okay, how about women? Starting with the longest one.
Paddle pushers.
Okay, good. Paddle pushers would come below the knee. You're so good. Okay, then what would be the next length?
Short shorts.
Short shorts. Do women have Bermuda shorts, though? Like we were talking about. Do women have any that are just above the knee?
Some do.
And would they be called Bermudas like you use for the men?